I praise and thank God for this beautiful morning time that God has given us to come in His presence before His precious word. For this morning's meditation, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 26, verses 4 and 5. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Here the word of God is teaching us how to deal with the people around us in our day-to-day life. As a child of God, we need to be very careful when we deal with others. The enemy will try to anyhow discourage us through these people who consider themselves to be spiritual and wise than others. Fools are the ones who are self-confident about their wisdom and strength, and they trust in their abilities rather than to be humble and trust in the Lord. We come across such people among unbelievers and among the believers also. So we need the wisdom of God to deal with such persons. Words have the power to pierce our heart and wreck our faith. The sharpened words of such people can hurt us and take away the peace within us if we are not mature enough to handle them. Here, when we read the above scriptures, it may seem a little confusing if we do not understand it in the proper way. The word of God says, "Answer not a fool, lest thou also be like unto him." A fool who is confident in himself will try to be dominant over others through the arguments that seem right in his eyes. He will never have the mind to learn from others, as he thinks that he is self-sufficient in his wisdom and knowledge. And they try to inculcate the same thing into our mind through their talk. Look at the words of the enemy when he came into the Garden of Eden. He just put some words into the mind of Eve, and that took its roots in her heart as she entertained it. She who was created in the image and likeness of God could easily understand that Satan's words are from a foolish mind, as it was encouraging her to be equal to God. The enemy wanted her to be independent and be the lord of her life, where she can take decisions that seem good in her eyes. Once she realized the intentions behind his talk, then it would have been better for her not to give answers according to his foolishness. Then, just as the second scripture reminds us that it is better to answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit, she could have easily answered him with the divine knowledge that would shut his counsel forever. When we look at the life of Lord Jesus, our Lord, he also confronted the foolish talk of the enemy. Our Lord answered him when it seemed necessary, but at the same time rebuked him when it was not necessary to answer him. Let us learn from the Lord and follow the example that he has shown us. Let us not entertain a foolish talk, as it will do no good for us. We will drain our spiritual strength, which we have gained through the word of God. But at the same time, let us ask wisdom from the Lord to give the right answer to the enemy, so that he may not seem wise in his own conceit. Even when our Lord was dealing with the Pharisees and the Sadducees of that time, who appeared before the people as the teachers of the law and having knowledge about the law than others, the Lord did not answer all the questions which they asked him. But sometimes the Lord gave answers that really blew away their pride, that they never had the boldness to stand before the Lord. We can see the Pharisees and the Sadducees following Jesus all the time, looking for an opportunity to anyhow trap him in his words and deeds. But they could never stand before the wisdom of the Lord, and the Lord taught the people the mysteries of heaven with authority. When we stand for the truth that the Lord has given us, we will have the strength to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Nowadays, we can see many false teachers who distort the word of God according to their lustful desires and encourage the people to come to the presence of the Lord for fulfillment of their desires. They are not at all bothered or concerned about the will of God or about His eternal plan. They just live for the pleasures of the moment, and they will have many excuses for that. They will try to twist the word of God and even try to weaken our faith. So it is better not to answer them, as they are stubborn and adamant in their own views. They are drowned in the pit that is filled with their own desires. So it is wise to keep quiet and guard our faith. At the same time, when they act wise by trying to reckon our faith, then give them the right answer through the wisdom of the Lord, by the help of the Holy Spirit, where they will realize their foolishness. They may not accept it, but when they stand before the judgment throne of the Lord, the words of our mouth will judge them. So these days, let us be wise and understand the counsel of the Lord through His living word. Let us take time to meditate the word of God and understand what is good and evil in the sight of the Lord, so that we will be able to discern the wiles of the enemy. We will be able to discern each word that we hear from the people around us. Whether it be preachers or teachers of the word, let us be able to discern it through the true light of the word of God. May the Lord help each one of us for that. Let us pray. Father, we praise you and thank you for this beautiful time. Thank you for your precious word, Lord. Thank you for teaching us. Lord, we pray that you may give us the wisdom to discern the tricks of the enemy and be wise so that we may deal with every situation wisely according to your will, so that your name is glorified. Thank you, Lord. We give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. May God bless each one of us. Our Lord is coming very soon. Maranatha.